In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I told you yesterday about Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, and I mentioned that she appeared to a young nun named Saint Catherine Labore, and now, a day after the celebration of the Feast of Our Lady, we have the actual feast of this saint, namely Saint Catherine Labore. And it was only her religious name which she took when she became a nun that she was called Catherine. She was born as Zoe Labore, and she was the daughter of a French farmer, and she was the only one of her large family who did not go to school. In fact, she did not have even as much education that she could read or write. In fact, she couldn't. She could not read or write. And her mother died when she was still very young, so she had to run the house when her older sister became a religious, that is, a nun. And Zoe, too, she would have very much wanted to enter the convent when she was very young, but because of all her obligations at home, she had to wait until she was 24 years of age. And she then became a sister of charity of Saint Vincent de Paul, and she took the name Catherine. And it was shortly after Saint Catherine finished her period of training as a postulant when she began to receive these apparitions from Blessed Virgin Mary. And as you heard yesterday, one night Our Lady called her to the chapel and appeared her in a form which would later be imprinted to the Miraculous Medal. And Our Lady also taught her to say the prayer, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who turn to thee. And as you also heard, this became the starting point of the whole worldwide devotion to the Miraculous Medal. But the rest of the story about Saint Catherine is not at all that exciting. Even when the devotion to Miraculous Medal became famous and many people were wearing it, nobody knew that it was Saint Catherine who had received this marvelous apparition. Not even in her own convent did the other sisters know who it was to whom Our Lady had appeared. Saint Catherine spent the remaining of her life, 45 years, in doing very simple chores in her convent. She answered the door, looked after the hens that provided eggs for them, and she took care of the old and sick people. When all the world was in admiration of Our Lady under the title of Miraculous Medal, nobody knew that it was this simple sister in a convent to whom Our Lady had appeared. But the beauty is that Saint Catherine did not care about that. Her greatest wish and her best desire was that she could serve Our Lord and Our Lady in silence and in the privacy of her convent. She didn't want to be famous, because after all, Our Lady was not famous. When Our Lady was living in this earth, very few people even knew that she ever existed at all. It was only after she was gloriously taken into heaven when first the Catholics and later on the whole world started to know her as Mother of God. And after that, Our Lady became the most recognized woman in the whole world. But during her lifetime, she, that is Our Lady, lived a humble, modest, and quiet life within the walls of the home of the Holy Family. So Saint Catherine Labore was the perfect and great imitator of the virtues of Our Lady, namely wanting to be humble, quiet, and go around unnoticed. Our Saint Catherine was happy to keep her special privilege hidden because she was only interested in serving God as best as she could. So make a good note, children, that you admire this great virtue of Saint Catherine. She didn't want to be famous. She just wanted to do the will of God. So that's a good lesson to you, children. If you feel that other people never take any notice of you, or if you feel lonely or abandoned and wondering why you don't have that many friends or that much time for having fun, remember that it is in doing the will of God in your life which truly counts as something. And if you are willing to sacrifice yourself or your own will, even on the days when it's hard, Our Lady will take a good notice of you, and she, as your mother, will be truly your mother in heaven when she welcomes you there in the midst of all the saints. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.